Welcome to the Freedom Report, broadcasting from Alexandria, Virginia. Welcome to the Freedom Report. I'm your host, Austin Peterson. Who's Austin Peterson?
Liberty champion Austin Peterson, this Justin Bieber lookalike, and a powerful advocate for liberty.
Who's Austin Peterson? I'm an American. I love life, liberty, and family, but I'm not a conservative. I'm a hardcore libertarian. What am I doing here? I'm trying to restore the republic. The Libertarian Republic is a website aimed at furthering the ideas of economic freedom and personal liberty. I don't really care about parties. All I care about are ideas. And the one idea I care the most about? Freedom! That's right, pure freedom on the Freedom Report podcast.
Welcome back to the Freedom Report. I'm your host, Austin Peterson, and I'd like to welcome my guest, Tiffany Madison, to the show. Tiffany is a columnist and project manager for the popular libertarian site, Liberty.me. Tiffany, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, Austin.
Thanks for being on. So the Baltimore Ravens announced today the termination of the contract of Ray Rice after a video of him punching his wife unconscious surfaced today from TMZ. The NFL piled on by suspending Rice from the league indefinitely, and the ensuing media firestorm has sparked outrage, casting fresh light onto the behavior of star athletes and the free pass they get for bad behavior. Previously, the NFL had suspended Ray Rice for 2 games due to footage emerging which showed him dragging his fiancée out of the elevator. At the time, there was no released footage of him actually punching her. Both Ray and his fiancée, Janae, had been arrested over the incident, but Rice was allowed to continue to play after he agreed to enter a counseling program. Kind of a lenient sentence there. The Ravens coach even went so far as to defend Rice's character after that incident. But now the NFL appears to have changed course, saying they never saw the original video of Rice dragging his unconscious fiance out of the elevator. And upon viewing the newest video where he knocks the woman out, Rice is now out of the league. Still, upon viewing the video, it does appear that Rice's wife was participating in the violence in an aggressive manner. But who cares? We don't take female violence seriously. The Baltimore Ravens are in hot water right now for a tweet they wrote back in May, which stated that Janae Rice says she deeply regrets the role that she played the night of the incident. Now, they've since deleted this tweet, but is that victim blaming? The video does show her throwing blows as well. All this leads to so many interesting questions, such as, why did the government give Rice such a lenient sentence? Do sports heroes often get lenient treatment due to their social status? What kind of force is appropriate to defend yourself from a violent attack, if that attacker is a woman? Is it ever okay to strike a woman? Tiffany, first question. After seeing this video, do you think that the punishment Rice is receiving now is appropriate?
Being suspended from the league, losing his career, yes, I do. I don't think that the prosecutor that watched that video and decided to let Ray Rice off with essentially a warning should also not have to answer any questions about that decision. And we all know that money talks, and I'm sure the NFL bought his way out of that. But that's really, really sad that our legal system clearly does not treat any form of domestic abuse in any way responsibly.
Now, so do you think that the NFL lied about knowing exactly what kind of brutality Rice inflicted on his wife?
I do. Yeah, I absolutely do. And now they're totally in spin control. They're covering down and protecting themselves. You know, even reporters, a couple of columnists that indicated that the Ray Rice video was not made available despite requests to law enforcement have backtracked as well. I find it hard to believe that TMZ has better resources than the NFL. And again, these sports reporters that are apologizing lose all of their credibility. Mm-hmm. And especially, even if they did, you know, who saw the video before this day? When did they see it? Did the NFL use it to determine Rice's 2-game suspension? I mean, it seems like the case, and that's pretty disgusting. Another thing that's really, really sad is that 2 games for that and a year suspension for smoking pot, a nonviolent act. I mean, the NFL really needs to evaluate their very irrational policies in the light of how they dealt with the situation.
Right. And a lot of people are trying to say, we'll say often, you know, that, you know, the NFL, well, these sports teams, this is a private club, you know, and how they handle their own business. But the taxpayers pay millions of dollars for these stadiums. So there's a sort of of a, you know, an issue of the public interest here, where, you know, with these, you know, our tax dollars are going to pay for these sporting events, which, you know, I don't even go to games, you know, I don't even go to football games, but I certainly don't condone violence. And, you know, these players, these teams are essentially being subsidized by the government. That's where I think people, you know, the sort of the moral hazard comes in. But, you know, I want to ask you just the question here about society and from a cultural point of view, before we talk about the actual act of violence here, do you think that the that we give our athletes a sort of a free pass when it comes to things like this? Do you think we sort of, because our sports heroes and things like that, we sort of try and turn a blind eye to things like this?
Absolutely. I mean, if this guy was just an average Joe Schmo, he would have been totally vilified by the media and actually probably lost his job and harassed. I mean, if you look at the scenario that I covered for you, and I don't know if your listeners will remember, but there was an incidence of male-female violence that pretty much was totally turned onto the guy, even though the female was the aggressor. And it was a video that showed two women assaulting a 38-year-old Green Jets fan, Kurt Paschke, and his returning punch on a 26-year-old Patriots fan, Jacqueline Nugent, and immediately headlines attacked the guy, you know, Jets goon and green or gangrene fanatic, and, you know, violently assaults a perky Pats fan and beautiful Boston blonde. And reporters invaded this guy's ex-wife's porch, published an awkward snapshot of her photos. I mean, they've been divorced 10 years, and they're asking, has he ever hit you? I mean, they assaulted the character and history of the punching male and portrayed the initial attacker as a sweetheart that could have never morphed into a violent criminal with zero regard for the safety and body of another human being because she's pretty and she's a woman. This guy didn't have connections. He wasn't an NFL football player. He wasn't rich. He wasn't wealthy. And he didn't have the protection of the NFL behind him. And his situation was treated totally different. Of course, that's not domestic violence. That's actual violence of women against men that happens all the time, every day.
Now, I just saw that, you know, as a conservative hero, Dr. Ben Carson came out and just said that we need to stop demonizing Ray Rice. He needs some help, is what he's saying. What did you think about that?
Well, he does need help, obviously. You know, someone that would treat someone that way, I mean, so disgusting. I mean, if you watch the video, he could have restrained her instead. He chose to punch her, rendering her unconscious, then proceeded to haphazardly pick up her body without care or remorse. I mean, his action after she is noticeably not responding, he doesn't even seem concerned. I mean, he tries to move her legs with his foot instead of picking her up. That's an NFL footballer that can't pick up his own abused wife. So clearly, yes, he does need help. But if you can't demonize a guy like that who smashes a woman in her face and knocks her out that way, I mean, I think you're running really dangerously close to not having anyone that we can demonize. And these, you know, family value conservatives who are, you know, saving the country from its headlong hellward plunge should avoid sounding like moral relativists. And that's exactly what it sounds like to me.
That's exactly what it sounds like. Absolutely. So I want to talk about the idea about aggression, you know, and justifiable reactions, you know, justifiable uses of force. I think that, you know, everybody's first reaction when they see this video is that it's, you know, it's totally out of line, you know, and you kind of like, you know, my gut sort of, you know, clenches up when I watch this. So I'm looking at it right now on Fox News as it's happening. They're playing it over and over again. You know, he punches her directly in the face. And I just get a sort of instinctual sense of rage when I see that, because it's like, you know, they talk about picking on a girl, but that in a sense is derogatory towards women because it assumes that women are not aggressors, women aren't violent. But in this video, Tiffany, this guy she actually is taking a swing at him. You know, in the first incident, he pushes her away, and then she comes at him swinging, in which case, you know, he knocks her out. So, you know, you talk in this article, you've talked about, you know, the idea that there's this thing called gender symmetry, which means it's basically that there's this paradigm which precludes the notion of female violence. I mean, do you think that, let me ask you the first question first, and I want you to answer both of these, but do you think he was justified in defending himself? Did he go too far in defending himself? And then I want to talk about, do you think that we look at male violence as inherently female and we just minimize female violence?
To answer your first question, I personally do think he went too far. It looked to me like he slapped her first, which made her then lunge at him. Now, neither party they're not acting in an acceptable way that civilized, respectful, loving human beings should behave. The domestic violence was probably two-sided. However, you know, it's my initial inclination when you're a giant football player and you have the ability to restrain a woman instead of punching her in the face, which could have caused her serious injuries. I mean, her head hits the railing. That could have been a concussion. I mean, you never know. You could break her neck with that type of force.
It's like, so, that's the woman you love. You know what I mean?
But to your second question, we accept a very high degree of violence against men by women. You know, women that assault men are more likely to avoid arrest, even when men contact the police. You know, men are often seen as the aggressor and arrested even though they have committed, you know, no crime. You know, they're so often on the receiving ends of acts of physical aggression, but we're rarely concerned about that. I mean, you know, as I asked in that article, you know, what resources actually exist to aid male abuse victims? It's almost as if our society expects them not to feel or to endure the symptoms of abuse because they're not permitted to express them without being perceived as weak. You know, the aggressor in the previous situation that I had mentioned, there was two women hitting this guy, you know, and he just reacted in self-defense. He didn't go after them specifically to, you know, to attack them. It was an actual act of self-defense. The difference between that and this is that previous situation, it was a mob of strangers. This guy literally put the beat down on his own wife. And I can't respect that as an act of self-defense, even if she was coming at him, because he's so physically superior. He could have subdued her, which actually probably would have gotten him out of trouble. If that video would have shown him physically holding her until the elevator opened and they could get into public, he'd probably still have his career.
Right. You know, you wrote in your the following in your column, you said, sensible individuals understand violence is a last resort. But if a woman assaults a man, it's human nature to react. Not every man can physically overpower women, and many women can handle their own. Females aren't special flowers, and men aren't violent, drooling animals. Peddling this narrative is insulting to both parties. You said self-defense cannot ever be prohibited, regardless of what's between your legs. But is this case different? Is this case different because he used overwhelming force against someone who was much weaker?
Yes, I do believe so. Yeah. I mean, that's why the video is so shocking to people. Mm-hmm. Because he, you know, and again, he's a giant footballer. He can't physically pick her up from the ground. Mm-hmm. I mean, that she was too overwhelmingly heavy for him. Mm-hmm. I think this is just a case of egregious, egregious, destructive emotional and physical abuse between two very likely toxic people.
Now, let's talk about just libertarian philosophy here for just a moment. Now that we've covered the news here, a lot of people talk, they say libertarianism, you know, the center of libertarianism is the non-aggression principle. But I've always sort of criticized that because I think that it's a little bit overly simplistic to just assume that, you know, well, violence can be done back if violence is done to you. And in this situation, you know, it seems as if she was the, as politically incorrect as that may be, it seems as if she was an aggressor in this, and that she was initiating violence. You know, after he had pushed her away, where she came back and was swinging, took a swing at him, you know, before he knocked her out. And so I guess what I want to ask you, Tiffany, is do you think that the non-aggression principle is inadequate at handling some of these real problems of violence, considering that, you know, you basically are saying, well, you have to look at it from an individualistic standpoint. I mean, the non-aggression principle is supposed to be a blanket, you know, covering of all issues. Well, just, you know, libertarians will say, well, just don't use force, you know, and everything will be fine. However, it seems to me as if problems like this, problems of, well, it can also apply to, well, should we use nuclear weapons against the Japanese? You know, is that too overwhelming in a use of force from self-defense? So I guess my question here is, if I'm going to encapsulate this, is do you think that the non-aggression principle is inadequate in handling, solving problems like this?
I think the non-aggression principle is a fantastic philosophical foundation. Mm-hmm. I think as human beings, we have to use cultural awareness and emotional intelligence when discussing these types of things, mm-hmm. especially on the micro scale. You know, the non-aggression principle, by its very fundamental understanding, he would be justified mm-hmm. in returning violence to someone committing it to her. Mm-hmm. So in that framework, I do think it is inadequate. I think you have to supplement very basic ideologies with, again, some form of emotional intelligence. And in this case, that leads me to believe, as I'm looking at this evidence, and I feel I can be ideologically consistent in believing that overwhelming use of force in return that was not necessary, and it wasn't as if she was catching him off guard, you know, and he just reacted without thinking, he physically went after her with the intention to incapacitate or to seriously do her harm in return from little slaps and you know, nail scratches. So yeah, that's again, great foundational framework, but again, we have to use some form of emotional intelligence when discussing these types of things, because not everything is black and white.
Well, you know, some anarchists, specifically perhaps the brutalist sect of the Liberty Movement, might disagree with you. I mean, there's this famous quote that they like to peddle by Malcolm X, where Malcolm X said, "Be peaceful, be courteous, obey the law, respect everyone. But if someone puts his hands on you, send him to the cemetery." And Malcolm X is basically stating here the full extent of the non-aggression principle. If, you know, if your wife lays a hand on you, punch her in the face as hard as you can. I mean, do you think that there's a lack? What I'm asking you is, I think that do you think there's a lack of nuance in the understanding of how aggression works at its root, Tiffany?
Absolutely, and that mentality will land you in jail. Mm-hmm. So I wonder how often these people have actually been in a physical altercation where they've had to defend themselves or their life.
Yeah, they're all hiding in their mommy's basements.
You know, I've personally been in that situation. I've defended myself twice with my firearm against male aggressors who were intent to do me harm. They had manifested the intent. You know, there was no equal distribution of force. They could have physically overpowered me and ended my life with their bare hands. So in that case, even though they had not yet committed an act of violence against me, I was fully morally and legally capable of defending myself with lethal force. Luckily, it didn't come to that situation, but I would have been fully justified. That doesn't mean that I should apply that to every single situation ever and just pull my firearm anytime I think someone's following me in a parking lot. So there's a lot of nuance, because life is nuanced. And if you apply these black and white ideologies across the board, it does create trouble. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that in situations where men and women are fighting each other, you know, that either one is morally justified. I think if you are an individual that is physically assaulting another person, you're in the wrong to begin with as the initiator of the aggression. But if you want to go and full on, you know, beat the hell out of someone, just for attacking you once, you're going to put yourself in a lot of trouble, probably legally.
Interesting. Very interesting. Tiffany Madison, she's columnist and project manager for the popular libertarian site, liberty.me. Tiffany, welcome. Tiffany, thank you very much for your time.
Awesome. Thank you, Austin.
All right. Have a great day.